Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Okay, today we are going to be praying on your smell and your placement. Carry your Bible with me to John chapter 11 verse 39. Congratulations, you have seen 2024, you will see many more years.
Amen.
You will not die before your time.
Amen.
John 11, 34, Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, he smelling, for he had been dead for 4 days. And in verse 44, John 11, 44, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and feet with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Wherever you have been tied, I believe God that this morning the Lord will not only change your smell, the Lord will loose you in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to be praying with you, and you'll be praying for yourself to own your smell and your placement. Every one of us, naturally, please look at me, naturally, women knows this mostly, naturally has a smell, a particular smell. Here you know. If you don't know, pick your singlet. Pick your singlet and smell it. You will see that that is your smell. Women know when they pick, oh, this is so-so person, so by the time they look, everybody naturally will have a smell. And also in the realm of the spirit, we have a particular smell. Now, listen to me. Your smell determines the type of things you attract in life. Your smell determines your placement in life. Your smell determines the grade, the class, the set of people you will bring into your life. Until your smell is changed, your life and your placement cannot change. Until your smell is changed, your story cannot change. And until your story changes, your position cannot change, your placement cannot change. Stop complaining that people hate you. The first thing you have to do is to check your smell. I want to pray for just 10 people very quickly. Any smell contrary to God's will for your life, God is changing them this morning in the name of Jesus. The enemy specializes in making people to stink. Making people to stink. And once the person is stinking, it affects his marriage, career. It affects everything. It affects all around his life. And he's complaining. I don't know why my life is like this. Because you are smelling. There is a smell you carry in your spirit. And that smell determines your placement in destiny. This amen belongs to 50 people. Any smell that is not of God in your life, they are altered now and changed in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is the spiritual smell that determines the grade and class of people you are going to meet. Let me tell you now, until that smell is changed, you continue to struggle. I'm going to show you some things here now. By the time I'm showing you, I'll show you 3 people in the Bible and we'll begin to pray. The qualities of the things you attract, the level of the people you attract, your placement is determined by the smell. The smell of people, smell is localized. The person coming from the toilet, person coming from the market, person coming from the kitchen, they all carry different smell. Your smell reveals your background. Your smell reveals your foundation. And until something is done about it, the story continues from year to year. Lift up your voice and say today, Father, today, change my smell. I'm not here. Say,
Father, today.
They change my smell.
In
fact, your smell reveals and exposes your background. It talks about where you are coming from. When you see them coming, if you are... Let me show you 2 people and so that we can pray. For Daniel's life to change. For Daniel to enter into reality. For Daniel to walk and to be a chief governor in that palace. The Bible says, even though the king bowed down to him, he cannot enter the palace until his smell changed. Daniel chapter 2 verse 46. You want to meet with the creams of the society, your smell has to change. You want to attract great people into your life, your smell has to change. Daniel chapter 2 verse 46. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel, comma, but that does not make him enter yet. Something must be done. And commanded they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Why wouldn't they carry sweet smell? Because you cannot assume that office in that state. Your smell in the realm of the spirit has to change. And immediately the smell changed, what happened? Verse 48. Then the king made Daniel a great man. He worshipped him before, but he can't make him a great man because of his smell. The Bible says in verse 48, after his smell has changed in 46, then the king made him a great man. There are great people here. May you assume your placement in life in the name of Jesus. And gave him many gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and the chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. What are you looking for in life? You are looking for job. You are looking for visa. You are looking for contract. You are looking for partner. Look at me. Pray and change your smell first. And let me tell you, Bible says goodness and mercy will come towards you. It is something that attracts it. I'm going to be showing you from the word of God. Any smell here that is pushing your helpers away, I command them to be changed by fire in the name of Jesus. That amen is not born again. I say I command them to be changed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of us, there is a smell we carry in the realm of the spirit. And that smell will determine, I'm telling you, either you will be located in life or you will be dislocated. Until your smell change, your problem continue. Yes. And let me tell you, thank God you can pray. Yes, you are anointed. You are so anointed, but you are smelly. So in life, you need the oil, which is the anointing. The oil on your head. Then you need the perfume. Yes. Not only the oil, you need the perfume. Today, God is going to perfume you, and great people will look for you in the name of Jesus. Come and see the Bible. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 9. Proverbs 27, verse 9. Ointment, which is the oil, anointing, and perfume, which is the smell, rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. So don't just be anointed. You must be perfumed. Your smell has to change. Father, change my smell this morning. Some people don't want to listen to you. When you pass like this, oh God. Benny. Perfume and good smell make people to look. It penetrates people's heart. They will just look back. Burn if they will look back. Just when there are places you come in, just the aura you. God will change your aura today. Your amen is not good. I say God will change your aura today. The anointing of God is upon your life. You pray so much, but this year we are not just going to be praying. We need a perfume. Now I know after some people go and buy perfume. Different kind of ceterobia. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual perfume. Are you listening to me now? It is God that changes people's aura. It will change your aura. I'm not here. I say it will change your aura. Now I say, where is he bringing this from? And the Lord instructed Moses far back in Exodus 30. I want to show you. That don't only mix the oil, mix the perfume. Exodus 30, 26, 35. And thou shalt know the tabernacle of congregation, wherewith and the ark of testimony. I'm reading verse 35. And thou shalt make it perfume. God instructed Moses, say, make perfume. And thou shalt make it perfume. Why should he do that? Because he knows that if you are going to attract great people, your life must be perfume. A confession. After the art of the apocalypse, tampered together, pure and holy, and thou shalt beat it in the See, let me quickly pray for 100 people. No more 50, no more 10. By the power in the blood of Jesus, your generation will know you are born. Every smell that is making help to run from you, I command that smell to change by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. For Esther to become a queen, Esther was not only the virgin. Esther was not only the holy person there, but there was something added for her, which was perfume. Come, let me show you. Book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 12 and 17. And now when every maidstorm was to come, go into the king, Ahasuerus. After that, she had been 12 months. According to the manner of the women. So were the days of their purification. To wit, 6 months of oil. Don't forget, oil of myrrh. You say again, oil. And 6 months of sweet perfume. And with other things for the progression of women. I read verse 15. And when the son of Esther, the daughter of Abihah, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed. And Esther, put your own name there, obtained what? Favor in the sight of all of them that look upon her. Verse 17, everybody read. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. She was not the prettiest, but she was the favored. Why? Because she did not only carry oil, she carried perfume too. I pray upon your life. Today, God will change the smell of your life, and people will begin to give to you what is yours in the name of the Lord Jesus. Perfume attracts and calls for attention. See, that the oil brought out her beauty. When you are anointed, you are, people say, oh, he's so handsome. He's so, it's anointing. It makes you to glow. But perfume invades the secret place of people's hearts towards you. Yes. Not all beautiful girls are married. Not all handsome men are favored. You need perfume of God upon your life. And that's my assignment today, to pray with you that any smell here standing against your lifting shall be changed by fire in the name of Jesus. If you are smelling for evil here, if you are smelling in a bad way here, and you have carried from here to here, listen to me. Every service is for somebody. Listen, may this service be for you in Jesus' name. I thought you are here. I said, may this service be for you in the name of Jesus. Well, see, people carry over almost 25 different smells. Let me go through 15 for you. Number one, smell of affliction. And sense, smell different from family to family, from place to place, from office to office. A false smell that we've got to pray against is smell of affliction. People that carry smell of affliction, anywhere they get to, they will be afflicted. Ben, they will be afflicted. Now I pray for you today. Anybody carrying the smell of affliction here, let that smell be terminated in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Some people carry smell of rejection. No matter their certificate. No matter their certificate. I have seen a lady saying she had two masters. Yes, she has two masters. She had two masters. And she said, all the jobs she went for, that they will pick OND. Yes. He said, sir, Moti Kaweju, I have read too much. I said, no. You have not read too much. Bring your certificate for me. Bring the original. So I put all of them on my table. And I carry my perfume. I said, I turn this perfume to what? To the blood of Jesus. And I perfume all of them. I pack. I said, go. And she got three jobs at the same time. See her? I said, it is what you are crying about. You are smelling. You are smelling. It's not in your face. It's not in your twerking. It's not in your walking. It is in your smell. Say, Father, change my smell this morning. So every kind of smell of rejection. Anywhere they get to, they will reject them. Anywhere they enter, they will reject them. Anywhere they enter, they will reject them. I've seen people travel from Nigeria, they go to America, and at the border, they send them back. Why? Why? Smell. Anybody carrying smell of rejection here, I pray for you. I'm ending this service in 3 minutes or 10 minutes. I command your smell right now to change by fire in the name of Jesus. Some people carry the smell of wrong choice. Carry the smell of wrong life. Anything they want to do in life, they'll pick the wrong material. They pick the wrong husband, wrong wife, wrong school, wrong. Everything is wrong about them. Anybody carrying the smell of wrong life here? By the power in the name of Jesus Christ, that smell is changed by fire now in the name of Jesus. Of course, some people, they carry the smell of lust and immorality. Everybody wants to sleep with them. Everybody wants to rape them. Everybody wants to talk to them. Yes. Some guys have it. Some ladies have it. Yes. Let them put ring in their hand. Everybody will be pursuing them. Because they carry the smell of lust. They carry the smell of immorality. So when they see you like this, they will be running after you. Until your smell changes, your life does not change. Can I still pray on top of your head? Anybody with this smell here this morning, the Lord change it right now to smell of righteousness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. 5, some people carry the smell of hatred and resentment. Yes, hatred and resentment. People just hate you for no reason. They will just look at your company and say, I don't like this guy. What did he do? Nothing. He just hate them. I pray for you today. Every smell of hatred upon your life, every smell of resentment, every smell of bitterness that is making people to hate you, you don't know why they are hating you. Even your children hate you. I command that smell right now to be changed by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. See, there are people that even God hates. Remember Romans chapter 9 verse 13? He said, Esau I hate, Jacob I love. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten Isaac too? He said, the smell of my son. He said, his smell is so nice. It's the smell, not smell. Oh. Pray with me. Say loud and clear. Say, Father, change my smell. I told you what happened of a particular brother. He prayed. And his friend told him, please, follow me. I want to go and get a job. So he followed his friend to go and get a job. He sat at the reception. I've told you before. He sat at the reception. And his friend was already talking with the human resources, whatever. And the main owner was passing and said, are you the one we are waiting for? Job? Please follow me. He says, I said, no, we have been waiting for you. And he said, Mr. Kamala, please give me the job now. Let me see. He says, sir, the man, he said, I say I like this man. Everything about this perfect. Look at him, very good looking. So he has to employ his friend. I don't know. That's how that was said. Please, anyway, I'm going to be following me there. Then there are places you enter. You see, people rush into the shop. It's your smell. It's your smell. When I enter a supermarket like this, people will come into the market. When I come up, nobody enter again. They say, it's not juju, it's smell. What smell do you carry? Can you pray and say, Father, change my smell this morning? Don't worry, this is another year. Before me, by July, you will increase your prayer. Say, pray now, Father. No problem. I say, Father, change my smell this morning. Oh, yes, Obey. January has come, you are starting for me. Now, I'm going to pray now. By January, July, you'll be resting. Stop for me. Pray. The Lord will hear you in the name of Jesus Christ. Some people carry smell of hardship. Everything is cole. Poverty and suffering. Let me tell you. Whatever bad things are for you, when you get money where you need it, you are not poor. Anyhow, whether they give you, whether they dash you, whether they borrow you, you are not poor. But if you have to borrow, beg, embarrass, disgrace, put to shame, the smell of hardship is in your life. You need to pray. Can you connect to this altar? Let me pray for you. Anybody here with smell of hardship, let it be terminated now in the name of the Lord Jesus. There are people that carry smell of debt. When you move with them, there's problem. Yes. The motto they are, we have an accident. An accident is him. It's him they want to take. Debt and destruction. Put them in a particular place. That place will collapse. Because everything that is around them must die. Anybody here with the smell of death, I pray for you and I decree over your life and destiny. That smell is changing to smell of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Why somebody have smell of favor? Anywhere they get to, they are favored. People just like them. They don't know why. He said, I don't even qualify you. I don't know why. It's because you carry the smell of favor. Can I pray on top of your head? Today, God is changing your smell to smell of favor in the name of the Lord Jesus. People see you and say, I just like him at first sight. There's something about that lady. There's something. It's the smell you carry. It's the smell you carry. Father, I change my smell today. Somebody carry smell of excellence. Carry smell of excellence. And Jesus operated on this level when he was on earth. Anywhere Jesus gets to, he's doing wonders, great things, excellence. That is an excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, because an excellent God. If your father is excellent, why are you not excellent? Can I pray on top of your head? Today, receive the smell of excellence in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some people carry the smell of love and acceptance. Anywhere they get to, people love them. And because people love them, they think they want to toast them. They think, no, it just loves you. They must love you because of the smell you carry. God is changing your smell to smell of love, acceptance in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your amen is very, very bad. Your company is accepted in the name of Jesus. Your person is accepted in the name of Jesus. Your name is accepted in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a big amen. Let me hear you. Somebody carry smell of prosperity. They carry smell of prosperity. Whatever they do, whatever they touch, it prospers. They attract riches. They have more than their labor. And people are saying, how is he getting it? Is he doing drugs? No. It's the smell he carries. The Lord will change your smell today in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hand and say, Father, change my smell today. Let me hear loud and clear. Say, Father, change my smell today. Say, Father, change the perfume of my life today. Say, in the name of Jesus, my smell must change. My story must change. My position must change. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you. See, it doesn't take time for God to change your smell. The woman with the issue of blood had a smell for 12 years. But one contact and tap with the Spirit of God, with Jesus Christ, his life changed. So today, I believe just one touch from Jesus, somebody's life will change. If you are the one, let me hear a big amen. What is the implication of carrying evil smell? People reject you. Blessings are torn away. Help us at saying stories. He said, I'm sorry. The lady was telling me, he said, her brother will help everybody, including her friends, but will not help her. So I said, don't go to him again. Take time to pray. I said, pray. He said, I should be praying for my elder brother to help me. I said, pray. Take time to pray. Don't go to him again. So she obeyed. First month, second month, third month, he said, can I go? I said, don't go yet. Pray. 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, I said, pray, don't go. 8 months, I said, snap yourself. I said, ha, send this picture to him now. Bro, Ofayo, they have 25 million. Then, don't believe spiritual things. Be looking at me. Don't believe. Believe what you are hearing outside. It's a life change. He said, eh? He said, Daddy, I'll be sending picture to him every day. I said, you are stupid. Picture every day. That won't work because there's instruction. Send tomorrow, you see. I want to pray on top of your head again. Your smell will change. You don't need my prayer. Your story will change. Then your position will change. If you are the one I pray for, shout a living amen now. When your smell has not changed, it has bad implications because people will resist you. They will reject you. And doors that are open before, when you get there, it closed. When you go, they open it again. People will be getting where you get there and say, sorry. From today, nobody will tell you sorry. And the worst part of it is that when your smell is bad, people begin to suspect you. They say, you are the only one, odd one here. You are the only one, odd one here. Because something is wrong with your smell. It is my prayer for you that this one will not become a prayer point again. Because God will answer you. If you are the one, let me hear your living amen. How do I change my smell? Run to Jesus. There is no other name. There is no other name, no other power. Run to Jesus. How do I change my smell? Repent and forsake your sin. Repent and forsake your sins. Remove your hand from sin. Number three, how do I change myself? Apply the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus. How do I change myself? Reverse every prophecy. Reverse every wicked prophecy and dreams. Some people, the only thing they can see to you is bad dreams. Take a day and pray against their evil dreams. That it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass. How do I change my smell? Pray that God remove every curse from your life. If you are having a father or mother that curses a lot, pray that their curse will not stand. Somebody shout a big amen. How do I change my smell? Always be in the atmosphere of miracle, atmosphere of worship. Make sure you are always worshiping God. Make sure you are always worshiping God. Make sure you are a worshiper. As big as God is, it's looking for only one person, a worshiper. Make sure you are a worshiper. Don't stop worshiping God. How do I change my smell? Be a God lover. Love God. He said, I love them that love me. Love God. Love him more than anybody. Then every other thing will follow. But when you love things more than God, they will break your heart. You will come back to God and say, welcome, idiot. You will go again. You will come back. When you love God, your things will always stay with you. You will not have to run after it. Goodness and mercy. Let me finish it. How many days? How do I change my smell? You can change your smell by pure seed. Go locate your father in the law anywhere he is, in the bush, anywhere he is, and put something in his hand in your life. A couple came here, I told them, go and buy shoe for your father in the Lord. He said, he has many shoes. I said, shut up. Go. They came here to share their testimony. They're in Dublin now. I said, go and buy shoes. He was angry. He bought his first 3 shoes. I don't say, I don't need shoes. He said, ah, sir, you will need this shoe. You don't need one shoe. You will need it. Yes, let me test it first. I said, make sure you put this leg in all the 3. Even if you just put later, your life has changed. How can they give husband and wife visa to Dublin just like that? You know how many times you've been going for visa with all your fasting? Can I pray on top of your head? This year you will not miss it. Yeah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. But I have all. Paul said, I'm a pastor, I have all. And abound. He said, I'm full. Come on, haven't received of Epaphroditus the things which are sent from you. Look at an odor of a sweet smell. He said, that thing you sent to me became a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. You don't know this place. The only one you know is verse 19. So therefore, because of the sweet smell gift you sent to me, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. You don't know verse 18. You are claiming verse 19. Keep, that's why I call it Ephesians 4:19. Because you don't understand Ephesians 4:19. Because you don't know Ephesians 4:18. Do you know why my enemies cannot get me? How can you give me a land in Abuja and I travel from here to Ghana? I went to give to my father in the law. The people pursuing me are wasting time. One by one, they will die. They can't catch me for where? Have you? What have you sacrificed? Those things you are dropping in the hand of your father in the Lord. That's what they told you outside. They told you, don't give a pastor. They are scums. They are scammer. Amen. For you, if you accept your prophet in the name of the prophet, you receive a prophet reward. You accept him as a scammer, you will receive a scammer's reward. Rise up on your feet, let us pray. This is the year the Lord is changing your smell. Where you have been struggling, I see you having success in the name of Jesus. But you see, if you are here this morning, you are not born again, it cannot happen. Your smell cannot change. And one of the reasons why people have bad smell is because of the places you are entering in the name of solution. All the places you are entering. By now, know your father in the Lord. Know the church you are going to. Know the place you go for prayer. Not everywhere is for you. Somebody say, I hear you. If you are not born again and you are here, let me tell you, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, because my own yoke is what? Easy. My burden is light. How do I become born again? With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So if you want to become born again, you want to run to Jesus, say this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I am sorry. I repent for my wicked ways. Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I will serve you forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray that prayer with me. I congratulate you and I pray for you. And the blood of Jesus wash you clean. Your sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus. Your name is written in the book of life. And you will not go back to your vomit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Okay, if you said that prayer with me, please begin to go to Bible Believing Church. I congratulate you already. And if you are here, please sit on this side of the auditorium. After service, we'll have a word with you. And if you are there, write to us. Let's know that you are saved so that we can keep praying for you. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your hands and say after me, say, blood of Jesus, wash me from head to toe. You are still for me. Say, blood of Jesus. I'm not here. Say, blood of Jesus. Wash my body thoroughly. Remove evil smell from my life. Can you lift up your voice, everybody, and pray like that? Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. From head to toe. from head to toe. Somebody praying already here. From head to toe. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. Is somebody praying? How come people are not helping you? Because there is a negative aura in your life. Concentrate and pray. Concentrate and pray. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Tell me every arrow of satanic odor. Say, let me hear now. Not hearing, say it again. Say, every arrow of satanic odor fired into my life. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Say after me, every arrow of satanic odor fired into my life. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I was thinking you are praying already. Arrow of satanic odor. Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Look at what is happening. It's coming out of your body already. It's coming out of your body already. Coming out of your body already. Are you praying here? Are you praying? Are you praying? Thank you, Lord. Look at what is happening here. Put more effort. Put more effort. Something is happening already here. The arrow is coming out. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, every cause of evil smell. C-U-R-S-E. That's what I'm talking about. Not C-A-U-S-E. C-U-R-S-E. Every curse. Ekpe. They say in Hebrew, it's called Ekpe. Every curse of evil smell. If you have a cursing parent here, I stand as a spiritual parent. I reverse their curse over your life in the name of Jesus. Every curse of evil smell. Assigned against my life and destiny. Break now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Break, break, break. Are you praying at all? Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue. Say, tell me, any demon associated with smell in my life. Say, let me hear now. You didn't say it very well. Say it again. Let me hear now. Get out now in the name of Jesus. Most times, there is a demon involved. Most times, there's what? A demon involved. Most times. It's a demon involved. Every demon associated with God, say, let me hear you now. Okay. Say after me, say, break by fire. That's the call. Tell, say after me now, say, let the demon go back to where they came from. Say, let me now. Lift up your own voice and pray like that. Are they praying here, sir? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody, are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord showed me something now. There is somebody here. In the morning you are very beautiful. At night you are very ugly. Like old woman. Like 82 years. In the morning you are like 18. At night you are very old. Everybody pray with me. Say with me. Loud and clear. Say after me. Say, my face.
My
face. My
countenance.
Receive deliverance. Will you pray? Lift up your voice and cry to God like that. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray quickly, oh. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you I'm working with time. No joking. No joking. This year is year of sharp, sharp, sharp. Say after me, say my face.
My face.
Say my name. Now say after me, say my shape
attract
great things. Benny, some people will see me this year and give me money. Don't say your own. Some people will see me this year and just bless me. Benny, are you ready to pray? Somebody say my face. I'm not here. Say, somebody say my name. Somebody say my shape. Attract great things. Shout in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Attract great things. Are they praying here? Hey, somebody pray. Hey, somebody pray. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Mention your full name. I, Olufemi Akinola, I refuse to lose my beauty. Lift up your voice and cry to God. They are praying here, sir. Hey, somebody pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, my helper. Say again, say, my Father, my helper. Let your favor follow me. Anywhere I go in 2024, I refuse to be rejected. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Let your favor follow me. Let your favor follow me. Somebody, are you praying? Your favor. Anywhere I go. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. You are here now. Your husband left you, and you have to take care of all your children yourself. You are here now, you the same person. Your children now, the girls now, their husband left them, and they are taking care of themselves. Now I break this curse over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. It's happening. Remain small. The curse that make men to leave you and your husband, your child. The same thing. I command in the name of Jesus that this family is delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever this problem is coming from, I command the source of your problem right now to dry up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mention your name full for me. Say, ah, you look at me, Akiola. I refuse to be a burden to others. Shall I tell all the parents here? Biko, pray very well. Don't wait for any child to feed you. Those children have their plans. There's a particular boy in Europe. He got his first salary. And when he got his first salary, he divided the money between himself and his girlfriend. And the mother brought him for a women program. And I said, where's your first salary? He said, babe. And the mother and father cannot pay house rent. But he divided the first salary. So when the babe came, I said, you are the babe. He said, yes. Yeah. I said, yeah. Okay. The first salary is here for you, Abby. He said, yes. I said, return the money back to him. And let him go and give his prayer so that they can pray for him. He said, man, the money is gone, man. I said, let me speak in my language before I talk to you in English. It's beyond Europe. They will hear in Africa. And he said, what did you say? I said, the suffering and the hardship and the temerity of penury that you are going to see. He said, babe, you have the money? He said, for where? I said, your babe has given the money to her own boyfriend too. What are you telling me? I said, now get away from my side, both of you, and start your suffering. See, I, Olufemi Akiola, I refuse to be a burden to others in life. You did not say what I said now. Yes. I didn't hear you say it now. Wait. You are a wife. You are not a burden to your husband. But your children, any extra thing you are asking from them, you are a burden. I pray for you, parents. All parents here, you will not wait on your children to eat in the name of Jesus. I told all the pastors, look at your children. Look at your age. You are waiting for those children to grow up. Richard is how old, Soji? Eh? TV. Soji, you are almost 60. Okay. You are. Okay. So you understand what I'm talking about now? You are now waiting that Richard will marry. Nelly is 2, I'll be 1.5. Ah, you look at me, Akiola. You don't want to talk. Ah, look at me, Akiola. Can we pray together? Ah, look at me, Akiola. I refuse to be a burden. You are collecting money from your wife. You are attacking me on net saying a woman can give a man. May your wife continue to feed you. And since that's what you want, you will know that when a woman feeds you for 2 weeks, you will know where you came from. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Men, do you want to have to be feeding you? Somebody came and said, Baba, I want you to pray. You know my friend, his wife is feeding him. So Baba, feed me now. I said, it will not be your portion. Not in this place. It will not be your portion. I heard his head. I gave him head boot again. It will not be your portion. He said, how? I said, yes. You borrow money from woman. You will not give her back. You borrow 5 naira. You will not give her back. You borrow 20 naira. The day you need 20,000, she will not give you. And she asked 100,000. Women are very intelligent. But you borrow 5 naira, return 20 naira. She will say, oh, wow. For borrowing, because you know when you borrow 200,000, you will give her 250. But you borrow 200,000, you say that one was a quote law. I refuse to be a burden to others. Say with me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, perfume my life with excellence. You don't want the prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, perfume my life with favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, perfume my life with mercy. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, perfume my life with acceptance. Say, favor. Say, mercy. Say, breakthrough. Say, excellence. Oh, your mercy. Pray like that in the name of Jesus. Perfume my life. Are you praying? With mercy, favor, lift up your voice. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody pray with me. Lift up, say after me, every cloud of rejection over my life, move away by fire. Will you pray like that? Say this, every cloud of rejection over my life, I'm not here. Say, move away over my life. Say, move away now in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice, everybody, and pray. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The cloud of rejection. Are you praying? In Jesus' name, we pray. This is the last prayer. Lift up your hand and say, Father, make a way for me in 2024. Say, where they say there is no way, make my own way for me. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are they praying here? Are you praying? Make a way. Say it loud. In career, in marriage, in business. Make a way for me. Make a way for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for you before you go. If it's not your husband, if it's not your family, don't expect anything from anybody this year. Ben, what did I say? Sorry, don't be disappointed. Don't say you didn't give me something. I don't do it. Keep your things. God is able. It's exceeding. But he can bless me. Now this year, you will not wait for anybody. The Lord will bless you to give others. You don't want the prayer, Abby? You don't want the prayer, Abby? And he didn't give me gift. That will not be your portion. The Lord will give to you. You will have pleasure in blessing people this year in the name of Jesus. This year, your capital, but in terms of finance, the Lord will increase it in the name of Jesus. The money that swallow responsibility, the money that swallow all this form of your bills, the Lord will give you an idea to anything in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have one road that's closed for you. The Lord will open four doors for you in the name of Jesus. this year is a year of mercy. Help me with your name. Let me pray. May your name attract mercy in the name of Jesus. May your face attract mercy in the name of Jesus. May your voice attract mercy in the name of Jesus. Anybody with bone problem, I decree concerning those bones, let them receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Anybody with health issue, let that health receive deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. As I lift up my hand now, my hand is upon your head. Every hand of man, every hand of the wicked, in the matters and affairs of your life, I paralyze them in the name of Jesus. This month, you will obtain mercy. This week, you will obtain mercy. What is yours, you will not cry to get them. The wrong people in your life, the Lord will remove them. The right people in your life, the Lord will bring them. I pray for you in my language, you will not suffer this month. I say, oh, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. I say, yeah, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. There are two different. I say, oh, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. I say, yeah, Nigeria, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that says that you are coming down, you are going to reign over them in the name of Jesus. God will turn your sweat to money. God will turn your idea to money. God will bless the work of your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen to me. Your helper will not die. Anyone attacking your helper, I command them to go down for you in the name of Jesus. The people that will lift you this year, you will not beg. They will carry you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen to what I want to say. The miracle that has not happened in your generation. The miracle that my father, your father, did not experience. He said, Baba Ebere, Latori mi. He said, Yanu Tio Seleri ni Ronwa. The miracle that did not happen in your generation. Who wants it now? The Lord will give it to you in the name of Jesus. As I've spoken, so shall it be upon your life. January shall favor you. January will be good for you. January shall open doors for you. January shall show you mercy. Your enemies will be confounded. And you will return back with your testimony. Your smell has changed today. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, you shall be accepted. The Spirit of excellence is upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Lift up your hands and worship Him.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-7861. 2036. Email contact@femiakinlaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and to make heaven.